are going, guys. Thank you guys very much for coming and welcome and staggering to the end of the quarter, so I hope some more guys show up next quarter, huh? Yeah, hey. We are on 2 Samuel chapter 10, beginning at verse 3, and David had just sent some comforters to Hanun, who had lost his father, the Ammonites, all right? And so this is kind of the aftermath of that event, what happens when you listen to bad advice. Vayomru, Sarei b'nei Ammon el Hanun Adonehem, Ha mekabe David et avika be'eneka, ki shalach lecha menachamim, halo ba'avur hakor et ha'ir u leragla, u leharka, shalach David et avdav eleka. All right. And the princes of the Ammonites, B'nai Ammon, said to Hanun their lord, Adonehem. Okay, now here you have the interrogative, hey, ha mekabed. So mekabed means to honor, okay? So, and the subject is David. So it's a question, is David honoring your father in your eyes? Just because he has sent to you Menachemim comforters. This is again a PL participle from Nacham. All right, and notice that if you're translating this in English, the comforters would be in italics. Just because he has sent to you comforters. And notice that that key clause really is kind of representing the thinking of Hanun, not the thinking of the messengers, of the princes. The princes don't think these guys are comforters, in other words. See? So, notice the question is kind of rhetorical, really. So it's kind of like, is David really honoring your father in your eyes? Namely, it's a way of saying he's certainly not honoring, see? Just because he has sent to you comforters? Halo ba'avor, is it not on account, notice ba'avor, is it not in order chakor, to search, this is a call infinitive construct, is it not to search et ha'ir, search the city, or search out the city, ule ragla, and to spy on it. Again, another infinitive construct, PL, from ragal. In the call, that means to go on foot, but in PL, it means to spy on. All right? So to search out the city and to spy on it, ule hafka, and to overturn it. Again, a call, infinitive construct, third feminine singular suffix. And to overturn it, that David has sent his servants to you. All right? So, notice the princes then overturn Hanun's confidence in the motive of David. All right? Any questions on verse 3? All right. Verse 4. Vayikach Hanun et Avde David, Vayegalach et Chatzi Zekanam, Vayikrot et Mad Vehem, Ba Chetzi Ad Shetotehem, Vayeshalchem. Okay. So Hanun took from Lachach, so Hanun took the servants of David, and he shaved from Galach. This is a synonym for Gazaz, to shave. You may be more familiar with Gazaz, but here's Galach, and he shaved Chatzi Zekanam. Zakan is the beard, okay? So he shaved Chatzi, half of their beards. Okay? Vayikrat, and he cut Madvehem. This is a noun, Mem Dalet Vav, Madu. And he cut their garments, ba chetzi, in half, ad shetotehem, up to their buttocks. Shet is another word for buttocks. So it's kind of like Jennifer Aniston's dress at the Golden Globes. I don't know if you guys saw that. Lame joke, sorry. It's a big split of it. All right. Up to their buttocks, ba yeshalchem. Notice it's a PL form, and he sent them away. All right. Now you can imagine, we don't have the same culture here, but you can imagine that he did that for a very strong cultural reason, right? All right, and we find out what it is. Vayagidu la David vayishlach likratam. Then they reported to David, namely, notice that this is an impersonal subject, this vayagidu, they, and we don't know who the subject is, so we would translate it in English with a passive. It was reported to David. See? It wasn't the men themselves who it happened to, unless they themselves send other messengers, which is a possibility. But it was reported to David, vayishlach, and he sent. All right, now notice you lack a direct object. And it would be something like, he sent messengers, likratam, to meet them. Notice in the above verses, shalach has the direct object, he sent servants. So here, and he sent messengers to meet them. And we could even say in English, he sent to meet them, and understand that he sent someone to go get them. Okay. Ki hayu, now the subject is ha'anashim, for the men were niklamim me'od. Kalam means to be humiliated. It occurs only in the Nifal. And so this is a Nifal participle. Notice the big comments under the lama telling you that it's one of those passive binyanim. All right? And he sent messengers to meet them. For the men were humiliated me'od, were greatly humiliated, or completely humiliated. See, so he did it directly to shame them. Vayomer Hamelech, and the king said, Shavu birecho. Shavu is from Yashav, imperative call. Stay in Jericho. Ad yetzamach zekankem. Until zamach is a piel. All right, now notice it follows ad, and so we are going to translate in the past tense. You kind of have that idiom with words like ad or terem, that sometimes you have a prefix verb even though it's past tense. Stay in Jericho until your beard has zamacht, has grown, or sprouted.
It's almost like subjunctive, right? Like
You could probably translate that. Until your beard can sprout. Veshavtem, then return. Okay, this is from shuv again, call, second masculine plural. All right, then you can return. All right? Questions about verse 5? Yes, Joe.
Is there a big cultural thing that, I know that supposedly it's an embarrassment to have half a beard. I mean, is that a part of the stature?
I would think so, that, your beard was a sign of who you are, your station, and, to cut your garments to expose those parts that were shameful, must have been a really humiliating. I mean, it's an insult, probably a grave kind of insult. So he didn't just kill him; he kind of rubs David's face in it. I mean, it's a direct challenge, right? So verse 6: Vayiru b'nei Amon ki nivhashu b'David. Then the Ammonites saw Vayiru that. Now this is a nifal from Baash, okay, that they had become a stench. So Baash means to smell or to stink. So they had, some translate, they had made themselves odious, that's kind of King James, to David. All right, so they knew they were in trouble, in other words. Yeah. So Vayishlechu b'nei Ammon. So the children of Ammon, the Ammonites sent, again, messengers, Va yiskru et aram beit rechov, vet aram tzova, esrim elef ragli, vet melek ma'aka, elef ish, veish tov, shneim asar elef ish. Okay. So, sakar means to hire. Alright. So the Ammonites sent messengers, and they hired Aram, the Arameans of Beit Rechov, of the house of Rechov. Okay. And Arameans of Zovah, which we've seen before. Remember Zovah and Hadra Etzer in the previous, like, chapter 6 or 7? Okay. 20,000 Ragli, foot soldiers from Regel. And the king of Ma'akah, 1,000 men. All right. So once again, when the Ammonites saw this, they hired Arameans from the house of Rechav and Arameans of Zovah, 20,000 foot soldiers. And they hired the king of Ma'akah, And then you'd probably say something like, with 12,000, with 1,000 men. Okay? And Ish Tov, men of Tov. Again, another, you'll find out later, Tov is a place name. And men of Tov, 12,000 men. Okay? And again, notice how when you get to these high numbers, Ish is singular. Okay? Any questions through that verse? Okay, now you know there's going to be a war, and there is. Verse 7. Vayishma David, vayishlach et Yoav, ve'et kol hatzava ha-giborim. So David heard, and he sent Joab. So here you have the direct object with shalach, so notice it can occur with or without. So he sent Joab, and all the tzava, and the entire army, all the army. Now notice ha-giborim is in apposition with that. He sent all the army, the mighty ones. Some suggest even the mighty ones, or specifically the mighty ones, the heroes, we would say.
So all right. Can it be taken as construct?
Well, notice that there's a direct, definite article before the Hatzava.
Yeah.
And there's also a disjunctive, so they don't want you to take it as construct. It's kind of
just based on the Masoretic pointing.
Masoretic pointing and also the article before the noun Tzava. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a definite article there.
There's never a definite article in
some. See, some manuscripts say that
right.
that it doesn't have the article.
Right. So they would say all the host of mighty men, of the mighty men. See, notice notice that you would probably have that comets reduced to a shva, tzadi, but of course you don't have pointing. So the Septuagint L must have that reading. I don't know. I have to check and see. But yeah, as it is in the Masoretic text, it's not. They don't want you to read construct. Okay? Good. Any other questions?
I don't understand why you can't read that as construct.
Well, remember, the normal form for construct is the construct wouldn't have the definite article.
Yeah.
Just the genitive. Now that since it has the genitive, since it has the article.
Right, the second noun.
The second noun, right. Yeah, the second noun can, but the first one won't. That's right.
No, the first one can.
No, second one can.
Right, so the first one can, the second
one can't. No, first one can't.
First one can't?
So you can have the house.
Can't have the article.
Right, so Hatzava, if they wanted you to see it in construct, it's definite. It's always definite by the genitive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right, good. Let's go to verse 8. Vayetsu b'nei Ammon. Vayarku milchama petach ha-sha'ar va'arm zova u'rechov ve'ishtov u'ma'akah levadam basadeh. Now he's arranging the troops. So the Ammonites went out, vayetsu. And they, arak means to arrange. So they arranged the milchama. And here it's very woodenly. They arranged for battle. But you would say something like they arranged their battle line. Petach at the door, or at the opening of the gate. See, at the petach ha-sha'ar, at the opening of the gate. Okay? And here's an example where you would have a construct without the article before petach. Okay? Va'aram, and the Arameans of Zova, u-rechov, and of Rechov, and the men of Tov, and Ma'aka, they were alone, levadam, Basada, in the field. So everybody see that? These hired troops went in the field. The Arameans stayed near the gate. So you have the city, I guess. You have the gate of the city where the troops were, and the other ones were out in the field. That's how they kind of arranged all their troops. Okay? And evidently, they got the Israelites in kind of a trap, as you'll see here in verse 9. Vayar Yoab. And Joab saw that hayata here's where it kind of describes it. Ki hayata elav peneha milchama mipanim u meachor. Okay. And Joab saw that the peneha milchama, the face of the war, or the front of the battle, was to him mipanim, from the front, and meachor, from the back. So what he's saying is that he was surrounded. See that the milchama, the battle line, was in in front of him and behind him. And I think that it has reference to the previous verse that the Ammonites were in front at the gate of the city where Israel was approaching, and the other armies were in the field, see, and surrounded him. So front and back, he was surrounded. Okay? So here's what he did. Vayivchar, and he chose, Mikol Bechuri Yisrael, and he chose from all the chosen ones of Israel. Now notice the pointing. There's no pointing under the bait before Yisrael. Because if you look on the margins, the Masoretes don't want you to read it there. All right, so what you have is Bechurei, construct plural, without the bait, and then Israel, the chosen ones of Israel. Alright? Vayaarok, and he arranged, okay, his battle line, in other words. Notice he doesn't put Milchama again. We've seen that kind of pattern once you know what the direct object is. So he arranged his battle line, Lik Ratam, to meet the Arameans. Okay? All right, verse 10. Ve'et Yeter Ha'am, and the rest, Yeter means the remaining, and the rest of the Am, here it means troops, and the rest of the troops, he put, Natan, Beyad Avshai Achiv. He put into the hand of Abishai, notice the alternate spelling, Achiv, his brother. Okay? Vayaarok, and he arranged, namely his troops, Likrat, to meet the Ammonites. Okay, so he split his army. And what I think happened then is one faced one way, the other faced the other way, and they tried to fight their way out. Because notice what he says next. Vayomer, and he said, Im techezak aram mimenu. And he said, if the Arameans, techezak, it means to be strong. So if Aram is too strong mimeni, for me, here's Joab talking. All right. Joab said, if Aram is too strong, techezak mimeni, to me. And again, here's the comparative min. Ve hayata li lishua. Then it will be to me for salvation. In other words, he's referring to his brother's troops, and you'll see later when I get to the end of the verse. So let me get to the end, and then we'll go back. And if the Ammonites, Yechezku, are too strong, Mimeka, for you, Vehalakti, then I will go, Lehoshia, from Yasha, to save you. See, so see what he's saying? Here's his plan. He divides the troops, one to fight the Arameans, one to fight the Ammonites. And then he says, if Aram is too strong for me, then this whole thing, what I'm doing, is going to be for my salvation. Namely, you're going to come to my aid. And if they're too strong for you, I'll come to your aid. See, so you can imagine that they're fighting their way like this, back to back. And if one loses, then some of Joab's troops, or maybe the whole thing, is going to come help, and vice versa. That's kind of what his plan was, evidently. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Syria is given a feminine singular.
Yeah.
The sons of Ammon are given a masculine plural.
Yeah. And notice it refers to Aram as Aram. It's always the B'nai Ammon. So it's just a different way of referring. I mean, it's a good example of how you can have different ways to refer to different groups of people. Right, and he doesn't use the gentilic for Aram like Aramite or anything like that. Just Aram.
No, and Aram, we would elsewhere, is that masculine or feminine?
No, that's a good question. I don't know. And here's a good example. Just like Mitzrayim can refer to either the country of Egypt or the people, so you can translate either Egyptians or Egypt. And same thing with Aram. Right. All right. Verse 12. Chazak. Oh, here's great. Here's his pep talk. Here's like in the huddle, Will, overtime. This is what I should have done last Friday, actually. Chazak v'nit chazak be'ad amenu u'v'ad arei Eloheinu v'yawa ya'aseh hatov be'enav. This is great. Chazak is an imperative call. Okay, notice it has a patak because it's a state of be strong. And now is a hit pael from Chazak. Be strong and encourage each other. Okay, nit chazak here, I'm translating that hit pael is kind of reciprocal. Encourage each other, strengthen each other. Be'ad, on behalf of Amenu, on behalf of our people, Ube'ad, and on behalf of Ara, the cities of our God. Vayahweh, and Yahweh Yaseh will do that which is good, the good thing, Be'enav, in his eyes. It is. It's great.
Best words
it is. It's the whole Joab at his best. Chazak ve, it is. So, yeah. Chazak ve nit chazak be'ad amenu. Uve ad are Eloheinu. Vayahweh yaaseh hatov be'enav. Yes, you can imagine him saying it. It's a great line. All right. Let's do one more verse. Vayigash Yoav. So Joab ve'ha'am. And the troops, asher imo, which were with him, Yigash, drew near. Call imperfect from Nagash. All right. So Joab and the troops which were with him drew near La Milchama to the battle. All right. Against Aram. Vayanusu Mipanav. And they fled from before him. Again, this is a hollow verb, nus, call imperfect. And namely, the subject is Aram, fled, as you will see in the next verse. It's ambiguous here. Without the verse, you wouldn't know. But verse 14 tells you, Uvene Amon, and when the Ammonites, Ra'u, saw that Aram Nas, that Aram had fled, also, Yanusu, they fled, Mipne Abishai, from before Abishai. Okay, Vayavo'u Ha'ir, and they entered into the city. So, Yashav Joab. So Joab returned from Shuv, from Al B'nai Amon, from upon the Ammonites, Vayavo Yerushalayim, and he went to Jerusalem. So battle over. You got him in the city? Okay, that's good enough. Let's call it a day, boys. It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know. And here's a battle that was fought because of the insult that Hanun took over David's gesture, which from the beginning of chapter 10 had no other motive than to comfort yeah, good intentions. It's very interesting. All right, and yeah, we'll see what happens after that.
That's how things can escalate.
It does. It just shows you. Really interesting.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah. I shaved my beard. Good. I met you with an army.